Hi, this is a dedication for Tyree Harris, TYREEHARRIS, date of services 2/16/2025. Sorry, 2/16/2026. The patient presents with a history of ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 7 and 8. Lower back pain is reported to be 9 today. Neck pain is around 8. Middle back pain is 7. It doesn't report any radiation of pain to the upper extremities or lower extremities. And he's visiting Dr. Redden, who is a spine surgeon, since the beginning, and he's going to be getting a PRP injection to the facet joint and median branch block to the cervical and lumbar next week. And so it'll be awaited. Overall, the pain is between 7 and 9. Subsequent to an accident that happened on 6/15/2024 as a rider of a car when he was hit by a city bus head on. The patient reports 60% relief as of now. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review, addition issues, substance abuse, compliance plan. Physical examination, blood pressure is 127 over 86 pulse, 87 pulse oxes, 100%. Rest of the exam will come from previous visit, which is dated 1/19/2026. Dictation number is 0216-017. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue physical therapy only with laser treatment at this time, once a week. To the lower back only. Patient is released to a light duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, 5 pound lifting limit. He's again provided medications, which is Celebrex 200 milligram. For anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acetax 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, 30 tablets, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, panic, and bad dreams. Nightmares, Zoloft 50 milligram for ongoing anxiety and panic, and lidocaine for topical pain relief. The patient is otherwise stable. He'll be considered for SI joint injections at a later date after the initial injections are done by the spine surgeon. Thank you.